to carry every day to make sure you don't lose out on the quick sales opportunities.
Hi, RDI Diamonds. This is Tom.
Tom, hi. I was trying to reach Cameron. I think his extension was 142. He had called me, and I missed his call. I owe him a call back.
Okay, yeah. Let me see if he's available. And your name?
Michael Coppola.
Okay, 1 second, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. That tie-up profit, allowing us to offer easy exchanges that benefit our retail partners.
Frustrated by the internet, be assured RDI Diamond should not supply the big gems that cut into your profit with predatory pricing. Our loyalty is to our brick and mortar retail partners. Feel free to check for yourself.
Thank you for continuing to hold. We'll be with you shortly.
Thanks for holding. This is Cameron.
Cameron, hey buddy, it's Mike Coppola.
Hey Mike, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Doing pretty good, thanks.
I'm sorry, I think I owe you a phone call.
Yeah, that's all right, no problem. All right, so I talked to my my boss to see if we could locate something for that pendant.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's nothing that I carry.
That's okay. I was kind of assuming that. I was talking to John about it, and, you know, he likes to recommend that I always correspond with you first before I buy
Absolutely.
Anything, so.
Absolutely. No, the worst
it's
I can
really
say
okay.
is no, but, you know, I definitely don't mind doing a little legwork on the off chance that I can say yes.
No, I really appreciate that. I didn't want you to do too much work. I just wanted to go through you before I go to, like, another option. So it's totally fine, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, thank you. If
it's
you wanted
good.
To do something more diamond-oriented in the future here, you know, a solitaire or anything like that, give me a call, let me know. We can definitely accommodate such a request.
No, absolutely. And this is I got a strange question, and you can say no if it's too much work. I am trying to refit my wife's ring, the diamond I bought from you, but it was in 2016. I do have the paperwork. I just not sure how to correspond the information on what I got to buy her new what's it called setting a new ring.
She oh,
wants
okay.
Like a hidden halo,
yeah.
setting or whatever it's called. And
yeah.
I have that already in the works. I just got to figure out like what it says diamond dimensions. I some of this stuff I don't know. I can always.
Oh, you need
done.
Like you need like the millimeter and stuff like that.
Like when I'm buying the mounting, the ring,
yep.
it's asking me like certain dimension size
yes.
for my diamond.
Yes.
And I'm not. I know it's a 1.66, but that's all I know.
Yeah, and that really, when you are trying to mount something up, is irrelevant. Like the carat weight itself doesn't matter. You need the millimeters.
Right.
It's like measuring
yeah.
like a 2x4. You know, they want to know how big around the diamond is that you
yes.
have.
Yes.
Give me the size again. I can tell you that right here on the phone. It was a 161, right?
No, the paperwork I have says it's a 166.
166. Okay, got it. Yep, that's right here. So, millimeter.
I just couldn't locate I didn't know what. I'm not really savvy on reading that paperwork.
So the measurements, so you're going to need, so that diamond measures 7.43 by 7.45, so you're going to want to get a mounting that's around 7.5 millimeter for the head.
Okay, seven and a half.
Yeah, about 7.5. I mean, a good jeweler will be able to flex those prongs in or out a couple tenths of a millimeter, and it won't be an issue.
Perfect.
But if you just shoot for 7.5, that'll get you a nice, like, in-between, give you a little bit of wiggle room or give the jeweler a little bit of wiggle room to mount it up.
Yes, and the last issue I have is that the current ring it's in is a 6-prong, but a lot of the rings she's looking at, I'm not sure if they're 6. They definitely come in 4.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's a bad idea?
No, like, 4 should be plenty.
Okay.
6 is actually really kind of overkill in today's
mounting
settings, if you will.
Yeah.
So four is plenty. I would say most of my jewelers, you know, 99% of their work is in four prongs. So
okay. So good. I didn't want to limit her to her selection.
Yeah, you'll be all right. Now, I always, regardless whether it's four prong, six prong, I always tell anybody that asks me, make sure you go in at least once a year to a jeweler to check the prongs, make sure they're tight, make sure there's no structural issues, because you never know. Sometimes you whack it and you don't even realize it. And all it takes is 100%. That, you know, one of those prongs to get a little loose, and, you know, then you're out one day, and whoop, there goes the diamond. So once a year, minimum, check the prong work, make sure everything's good and tight.
Sounds smart to me.
Very good. Anything else I could do for you? I'm a phone call away, brother.
No, I appreciate you, man. And anything in diamond world, you know, you're always my first phone call. So I thank
you
very much.
Keep me on speed dial. Absolutely.
Will do. Thanks,
brother.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a great one.
Happy holidays, brother. All right, bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.